Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is what opposing offenses ask the Washington defense. Can I convert it?
Yes, you can.
Can I convert it on 3rd and 10?
Yes, you can.
Can I convert it on 3rd and 15?
Yes, you can.
Can I convert it on 3rd and 17?
Hell yeah. Yes, you can.
Can I score 3 out of 4 touchdowns on 3rd down?
Yeah.
Sure can. Tribe new in 93. Beavich and Finley, Victory Monday, presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOSCareers.com. Check them out. Get a job. Phone lines are packed. Before we get into the phone lines, got to hear from Washington football team safety Bobby McCain. If you haven't heard this audio, prepare yourself. This is Bobby McCain speaking yesterday after the win. McCain was on the field for the Cordarrelle Patterson touchdown that looked like a pretty busted coverage. Following that play, we could see it from the press box. The Washington football team secondary all met on the sideline, and it looked like a pretty heated meeting. Mm-hmm. And Bobby McCain was asked about that meeting following the game.
Yeah, I know exactly what it's about, but I'm not going to tell you guys because, you know, you guys aren't on my side. So, you know, I respect you. Do what you know. You do what you do. And, you know, but defensively, we'll get it together. And, you know, we meet and, you know, we're going to clean up the details. And, you know, when we start balling and we start, you know, playing our asses off, I want y'all to write the same y'all write. All right.
Brian, I'm going to let you respond.
What I'll say to a person like that is, he said, we're going to get it together, and when we start playing our asses off, in other words, you just stated you're not playing your asses off. As I saw, he bit on a route that two other people were already covering that route, and you're a safety, you cover deep. Listen, I was covered by the media for 14 years, and I quickly learned attacking the media isn't good. Most of the people in the media, if they like you, y'all work together, they give you the benefit of the doubt. But no one is going to write a positive story about a dude running down the middle of the field wide open. It's not going to happen. But if you start doing well, and the ultimate thing for every player to understand is the media writes what they see, writes about what they see, and what they're told, okay? They don't pull it out of their butts telling you, oh, I'm just going to make something up. Has the defense been – Jonathan Allen, that's the person on your football team, Mr. McCain. He said that you all are not playing up to your standards as a team. So you want to attack him too? Because he's basically saying you're not playing well enough.
So, Ron Rivera said that.
Your coach said it. So my thing is, as JP stated earlier, whenever you hear players starting to attack the media for writing about the crap that they're doing, they're basically telling you that I know I'm screwing up, so I'm trying to deflect, trying to get that attention off of me. Dude, you've been at the right there multiple times, same type of play, and you're up there somewhere around the line of scrimmage. your job is to cover deep. So instead of blaming the media, how about you start with the man in the mirror? Pull a little Michael Jackson. Look in the damn mirror and tell me, look in the mirror, watch the film. If you could call into this show, 1-800-636-1067, any damn time you want to, and tell me that you graded out 100%, then I would say the media was wrong. But I damn sure know you cannot call and say you were anywhere close to 80%.
Well, and here's my thing. For months, really, some folks will even go back to the Tampa game, but for months, the story has been this defense could be elite. This defense is among the best in the NFL. This, look at all the talent on this defense. When Bobby McCain signed, it was, oh, they signed a true center fielder. He can help this team tremendously. Like, I know what the stories are because I'm writing them and saying them and living this S.
First of all, so the guy that played great yesterday, Terry McLaurin?
Yeah.
Taylor Heineke?
Yeah.
I saw them talking to me. J.D. McKissick? My little homie? DeAndre Carter? I mean, they all talked to the media and was very cool with it. And they also took blame for stuff. But the one guy who wants to attack them was at the helm, right in the middle of the probably most despicable play, where a guy's running down the middle of the field with nobody within 15, 20 yards of him. You see the you see how it relates? The people that are playing good aren't bashing the media. And the last time I checked, I don't think anybody in the media is strapping up. I don't strap up anymore. I damn sure used to, and I still have the love and desire in my heart. That's how I act. But attacking the media won't make you win a game or lose a game. They don't strap up and run routes past you like Cordero Patterson did, and they damn sure are not out there playing the offense. So please stop blaming the media. Blame yourself if you're not getting it done.
All we're doing, the media is just reporting what's occurring. So you rank bottom five in every major statistical category. I want to get to the phones. Let me hear from Bobby McCain one more time, Lanfield.
Yeah, I know exactly what it's about, but I'm not going to tell you guys because, you know, you guys aren't on my side. So, you know, I respect you. Do what you know. You do what you do. And, you know, but defensively, we'll get it together. And, you know, we meet and, you know, we're going to clean up the details. And, you know, when we start balling and we start, you know, playing our asses off, I want y'all to write the same y'all write. All right.
But the thing about it,
we want them to start playing well. If they start playing well, and the offense can keep moving the ball, we might have a football team here.
The statement that he made about you guys aren't on my side. They're not here to be on your side. They're here to report about what transpires. That's positive and negative. I used to get everybody, when I first started doing media in this town, everybody used to say, oh, man, why are you talking about this? My job is to analyze and be an analyst. And when you're analyzing things, it's not always positive. If I sat on this radio and just talked about nothing but the positive 24/7, you'd turn me off. If I talked about nothing but the negative 24/7, you'd turn me off. But I think I try and talk about the way things come, both sides, negative or positive. So just understand the media is not supposed to be on your side. But there are people,
the media is supposed to tell the story.
In your locker room that have been people that are talking to the media to help them write their stories. And I don't think their stories are just attacking one person, two people. It's talking about what needs to be done. And if people in your locker room, in those meetings, was on that sideline meeting with you, believe that you need to get better, then maybe you should try and get better instead of trying to attack people that don't have a damn thing to do with the fact that you bid on something that wasn't there.
Good tweet here from JNate1906. He says, to be fair, McCain did take the blame for that Patterson touchdown. He owned that and said that was all on him. Cool. But, like,
okay,
the job is to tell the story.
So what were they supposed to write then? In that situation, based off of his comments, and you saying he took blame, should the media have said, I don't know what happened on that play. It just seemed like the referees messed up something or whatever. You got to write about what you saw. It was not good. The communication doesn't seem to be good. What has people say? Last week they talked about their communication not being there. That's their job. It's not my job. I'm not paid six, seven, eight figures to be out there doing the defense. If I was, then that's my job, and I am sitting there to try to correct it. My job is to tell you what I see, and what I see is not good right now. If it becomes better, I will definitely say it. But until then, I have to report on what I see on a daily basis, and it hasn't been spectacular.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Start with my guy, Chad. Chad, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. First things first, I just want to give a huge shout-out to DeAndre Carter. That guy came up clutch with that kickoff return and that last drive catch with Sims and Brown going out with injuries. Man, he stepped up and he was just huge. I don't think he got enough credit yesterday. But back to this Bobby McCain situation. I mean, this is just trash. I mean, you guys are doing your job, reporting what you see. I don't like that. Just keep it in-house. Keep it within yourselves. And like you said, JP, what are you supposed to write? They're bottom five in every category. I mean, disappointing again yesterday. Kendall Fuller, I don't know what's going on with him. But just had one more question for you guys. This defense last year toward the end of the season with DeShazer Everett and Josh Reese back there, it just seems like they were a much different unit back there. I just don't know what it's going to take for these guys to see the field. I mean, are we playing Collins because of his contract, or do we want to put the best defense out there we can? I'll take your comments off the air. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate you, man.
I was watching the game yesterday, and I got a text, and I'm going to keep the person that sent me the text anonymous. But this is while watching the game. This is a guy who played football multiple years, was very successful. He said, oh, my God. Whoever number 20 is wants no part of contact. Shaking my head. Number 20 is who? The guy who's complaining right now?
Bobby McCain.
Well, no part of contact and was not in the place where you're supposed to be. But you're attacking the media. Might want to say something about Atlanta's offense instead of saying something about the damn media.
Folks ask about playing time. Three players were on the field for every single defensive snap yesterday. Ooh. Bobby McCain, Kendall Fuller, and Landon Collins. Now, folks ask about Jeremy Reeves. He's on the practice squad. They can't play him until they activate him to the active. DeShazer Everett is a guy.
He's cold. He's rubbing his arms.
Flexing.
No definition.
My nipples are hard, too.
Look. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Now,
your nipples.
I was focused till you two distracted me. And I'm easily distracted. I'm like a child at a park that sees a butterfly. Anyway, when DeShazer Everett plays for this football team, you have one of the most physically imposing defensive backs we've seen wear burgundy and gold for a little while.
He makes people's arms become short.
Shaze plays right on the borderline of reckless at all times.
That's how you have to play this game.
Totally. I'm looking at snap counts here. This is provided from Nikki Jabala's Twitter. I don't have Everett getting a single defensive snap. So you could talk about
that. That's when we have those discussions about coaches or players. That's where I put coaches too, because you have same people you put and you chose to be your guys, and you put them out there consistently, and they consistently make mistakes, and you don't try somebody else. That's on coaches to me.
Landon Collins and Bobby McCain got 100% of the snaps. Cam Curl, 79% of the snaps.
Yep.
Now, let's say this. Benjamin St. Juice was out. They were probably trying to play more safeties so that they didn't have to have Torrey McTyer on the field that often. Torrey McTyer, turn your head around, dude. The ball hit your helmet. The ball hit your helmet. But I say it again. McCain, Fuller, Collins played 100% of the snaps against Atlanta. Phone lines are lit up. Let's keep them going. Let's go to Jim in Maryland. Jim, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
What up, bro?
We're good, buddy.
Hey, man. I want to touch on a couple of things. I'll try to be quick. You know, this secondary, man, you know, going into the season, the coaching staff, they knew what we had, and they tried to pass these guys off as saying that they were credible players and we would have success with them. And, you know, we had money in the offseason to spend on players. They didn't spend it, in my opinion, like they should have. They should have spent it on linebackers and secondary. Also want to talk about Taylor Heinicke. Man, I love this guy, man. He's a little unorthodox in the way he plays the game, but, you know, a play is never over when he's back there at quarterback, and I love this kid, man. Shout out to the brother who ran the kickoff back. That was a big boost for us right there. We needed that. We haven't had a play like that since the great future Hall of Famer Brian Mitchell used to make. And, you know, I just the coaching staff and Del Rio, he needs to do something different, man. It's not working. Bobby McCain, Kendall, they need to change their names to Drum, because them dudes been getting beat like a drum for the last 4 weeks. And I'm going to leave it right there, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother. Jim. Appreciate you, man. that's a pretty good line. Let's get one more in here. Listen, we're going to do the phones for the whole next hour, okay? So don't anybody worry. Let's squeeze one in right now. Let's go to my guy, Lance. Lance, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
Yeah, I think we got kind of lucky yesterday. Ridley dropped four passes.
He dropped a lot of passes.
The other two were third down conversions.
Totally, yeah. I mean, both sides had some drops, but Matt Ryan was putting balls on the number and getting drops. It's a good point, Lance. Thank you for the call, buddy. Yeah, Appreciate you, man.
What I watched yesterday, I watched a guy drop a ball, defensive back beat like a drum, like the guy just stated, and then the defensive back started celebrating. I'm like, you didn't do nothing. Dude was eating popcorn before the game. That happens a lot, though.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about with this team necessarily, but with a lot of defensive backs, they're celebrating when someone else dropped the ball and they don't do a damn thing.
Do one more. Our guy, Earl. Earl, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener lines.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I just want to make a few points. I'll make it quick. Obviously, St. Juice didn't play. Hopefully, he gets back and they put him on the outside. But what do you, and I'm just going to get your opinion from both of you. What do you think about them putting Fuller at free safety because he can't play corner? He can't run. That's why they're not pressing, because they're not press corners. They don't have any press corners. So,
when we signed Jackson, that was the talk, that he's that guy who can travel. But yeah. Fuller, I had someone make the comment to me yesterday. Remember when they won the Super Bowl in Kansas City? He was playing.
Yeah.
Predominantly what? Safety.
He was slot.
Or slot corner.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. I know we had a lot of talk about position flex, and I think since we've gotten a lot of people are playing like positions that the coaches feel they could play and not necessarily what they're best at.
Exactly. And Landon Collins, yeah, he played 100% of the snap. That's ridiculous. So that's where I'm starting to lose faith in Ron. I'm starting to lose faith in him because he controls the whole operation, man. He can sit the guy, but he still continues to play the guy. He can put that either you play linebacker or you're inactive the whole week. So, you know, that's got to be the choice, man.
Now they might need some linebackers, so it's an interesting call, Earl. Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you, Earl.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tweet out, where are you at, Washington football fans? And there are two choices. You're excited about the offense, because the offense is moving the ball, man. Or you're concerned about the defense. I don't need to explain why you're concerned about the defense. I don't like these Twitter polls that last 5 days. I will give it 1 hour. And we will find out what people think in exactly 1 hour about the Washington football team. If you want to chime in on that, where are you at with the Washington football team? Are you excited about this offense? Are you concerned about this defense? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You get my answer, B. Mitch's answer, Landfill's answer, Cody Betts' answer. Plus, I'm going to explain to you why I don't believe Jack Del Rio is going anywhere. Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Kind of feeling the song, Landfill. Landfill, last week I think I requested Juvenile. I'd like to get that on the list for the week. Vax that
anywhere.
Ass up. In 8 minutes, my Twitter poll, I said, where you at, Washington football fans? Excited about the offense or concerned about the defense? In 8 minutes of this poll being alive,
8 minutes,
we have 1,270 votes. 83% of precincts reporting are concerned about the defense.
Have you factored in that everybody on Twitter is a miserable bastard, though? Have you considered that?
This boy is with
I mean, everybody. It's crazy. It's a fair point. Which way would you vote, Landfill?
I'm going to throw it over here, too. We're going to find out, JP. Let's see.
I mean, I'm concerned for the defense. What are we even talking about? Of course.
Well, I certainly factored in that you're a miserable bastard. What about you, Cody?
Are you worried that people didn't know how to read it because you had a typo? So people are just confused?
What's my typo? That it says excited?
Yeah, they just didn't understand that one, so they had to go to the other one.
I didn't realize that. I just saw that. No, I don't think that typo is...
That's when you're very excited. You're excited.
Yeah.
That's all it is. He just said, well, put very excited, but excited.
B, how are you answering? Are you excited?
I'm a little both, but I have to be more concerned about the defense based off of what they put into it. You know, we talk about value and all that stuff of defense. Like we were talking about first round, all that. They invested a lot into it, into the defense.
A lot.
And I don't think they're getting anywhere close to what they expected. Even with the money, the people that they spent, the free agents signings over the last 2 years and all, you're not getting anywhere close to that production. So I'm more concerned about the defense.
From Paul G on Twitter, he says, excited the offense played decent against Atlanta? They should have. The standard of what good play is for D.C. is a down year for the top teams.
But, Paul,
Ashburn syndrome is debilitating y'all to the point of no return.
No, I'm just saying this. You're saying the offense played great against Atlanta's defense, and they should. Well, they did. But the defense didn't play well against that offense. So I would be more concerned about a defense who's not standing up against something that's supposed to be not good. Think about that.
Absolutely.
So, and if you listen to the show daily, I'm still the one who's riding my brakes right now. I'm on my way downhill, and I'm riding the brakes. I'm not completely letting it just go free.
The one thing I'll say to try to be somewhat positive, this offense in three Taylor Heinicke starts is averaging 28 points a game. The offense is moving the ball. If the defense can get their act together, and I'm not saying to be a top 10 unit. At this point, statistically, that would be really, really hard to do, to go from the first four games being this bad to finish in the top 10. But let's say they can just get to middle of the pack. Let's say they can get to a spot where they're not giving up two out of three third downs for first downs, and they're holding teams to fewer than 24 points. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, we might have a football team here.
Yeah,
we might have a team that could maybe win a game in January.
And I promise you, we'll be praising it.
A lot going on here. Let's go to the phones. Our guy Andre is in Manassas. What's up, Dre? You're on the Gambit DC listener lines.
I'm doing well. Let me take off my mask. I'll tell you who's the happiest man in America right now is our kicker, because of all this defensive talk, people are going to sitting down talking about him as bad as he is. But
he needs to be gone.
He does. I've been calling this show up an entire summer, and I've been telling you, you know, I've always been concerned about this defense since the Philly game last year. So I'm a little more excited about the offense. And I guess my question is, I know as a head coach you need to change. I get it. You have to change philosophies. But I guess my question to you, Brian, I know what the team is doing now isn't really working, but do you change, or do you continue trying to try to teach a new system? Because it seems in many ways, if and when it clicks, you know, hopefully it would be productive. Or do you kind of scrap everything and kind of start fresh?
I don't think you scrap everything, but I think you have to make little small adjustments to get the best out of each player per play. But to scrap everything would be a disservice to you, to the coaches and the players and the fans. But I think you have to make adjustments. And I don't necessarily see those things consistently. And I'm sure a player or somebody, a coach, we make adjustments all the time. But I look at the film and I see them rushing four, bringing in one extra person, not getting a lot of pressure, and then downfield, no lack of communication. So adjust the little things. Don't change everything. Don't scrap the whole thing. And then what I know based off of coaches and people involved, they will never, ever scrap the whole thing, because that means that they made a mistake.
So that's one thing I wanted to talk about, because I've been hearing a lot that people are really upset with Jack Del Rio. And I know two things that are important considering any sort of change. When Ron was so sick last year with cancer, Jack Del Rio really ran this organization for periods of a time. And I think that matters. I think there is some legitimate loyalty there that, you know, you're talking real life stuff. You're talking about a guy going through cancer and somebody stepping up to help him. There's also this, Lamphill. There's the reality of, I don't think anything's happening to Jack Del Rio. Because if it did, say they axe Del Rio, and the defense still doesn't deliver, the defense doesn't get better, who is there to blame then? Ron. One of the reasons Jay Gruden always hired kind of underqualified defensive coordinators is because he knew, if I struggle and there's a guy that could be a head coach, they'll fire me and give that guy the job.
So you're saying they got built-in scapegoats?
Not scapegoats, but these are all parts of, you got to try to look at this from every different angle. Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's go to Davon. Davon, what's up, bud?
How you doing, man? I'm good. I'm 24 years old, man. I've been a Skins fan since I know it. But it's like,
you never can find a way to make it happen. I want to put the blame this year on Del Rio specifically. We're supposed to have a top whatever defense, but it's not showing this year. It's like they switched up everything from last year. Hello?
Yeah, right, man, I hear you, man. Thank you, D.
Oh, my fault.
You're good.
I've been a Taylor Heinicke fan since he got his first play in. Him and McLaurin is a threat. A threat to the league, but it's like nothing else on our team can seem to mash up with each other. The defense is looking poop. The offense is kind of okay. The kicker, I know high school kickers that kick better than him. He needs to go.
All right. Thank you, D. We're going to have a whole Hopkins discussion later because Landfill's going to flip out. I haven't heard poop used as a adjective. I kind of like that. I think it's really interesting how quick this thing has turned around. And maybe some of that is a result of the really high expectations. But all of these factors, I mean, you just watch the game. Like, on some level, it's just the eye test. Like, you watch that game yesterday, Atlanta did whatever they wanted, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't even talked about the roughing the passer call, which was just an abomination. It's just an indictment on
that roughing the passer call can go many directions, but I mean, hey, if you go by the letter of the law and you throw a forearm, an elbow kind of close to the neck of a quarterback, it's going to be called. But the question I ask, why don't you just wrap him up and take him to the ground?
There was a sack there.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we can sit here and say, listen to me, and I want everybody to listen closely. The referees has been as horrible as anything involving the NFL for the first 4 weeks. They've been god-awful. They've been terrible as hell. They got them looking for stuff that's not there. They calling all kind of crap. Why? Because the NFL changes their rules every year. They got them, we're going to put a special emphasis on this when it's not a problem. So if you just allow them to call some damn things that have been sitting there, maybe they could be better. But the refs have been god-awful. But still, you're right next to a quarterback, throwing a forearm to his chest, his neck, whatever it is, won't take him down better than just wrapping up and falling with him. I think that would have been better.
I mean, just take the guy down. Let's get one more call in here. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It is Victory Monday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOScareers.com. Everyone is disappointed in the defense. Let's go to Jamal in Northeast. Jamal, what's up, buddy? You're on the game at DC Listener Line.
JP, B. Mitch.
What up, Jay? How you doing, brother?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm great. This is Victory Monday, man. I hate to be the fan. I know everybody's sad because the team is sorry for real and all that. But, hey, look, I like wins. I don't give a damn if we went 2-0 or 34-30. All right? These wins are hard to come by in Washington, as we all know. So I'm going to take it when we get it. Now, with that being said, I just want the defenders, the cornerbacks, to start putting their hands on the damn receivers. Like, I don't know why my team consistently backs up 7-8 yards off a damn receiver, but it's still in the rules to where you can touch them, right? Like, you can still come up and touch them within 5 yards, right? And
yep.
Throw them off the route. Okay, can they just do that and whatever happens, happens? Like, I mean, I would love to see them at least try that. Landon Collins. He can't cover. We know that now. And I heard the stat you mentioned earlier, JP, how him and Fuller played every snap. You know what that says to me? They make the most money on the defense, so that's why they playing. And that, to me, is ludicrous if they're using that mindset because it's clearly not based on production. So that kind of pisses me off. But, again, I like what I'm seeing from Heineke. We got to get Gibson the ball more. I know he was hampered yesterday, so that's probably why they didn't involve him more. But I feel like Gibson is definitely, after McLaurin, our best player on offense, man. Like, we need to use him more. If we do that and we can start getting pressure on the QB and start pressing receivers, I think we'd be okay, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Lot to discuss. We're going to keep it all going. Are you excited about Taylor Heineke and this offense, or are you more concerned about the Washington football team's defense inability to get stops, to generate turnovers?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To get off the field on third downs, we're digging into all of that. Next, 106.7 The Fan. All right, me too. But, like, I do think we should allow for some excitement with the offense.
No, I am excited about the offense, but let's get it straight. We already know. We know that just like when you asked Terry the question yesterday, and you also asked McKissick the question, and they both answer, you never know what you're going to get. We know that Taylor is going to go out there and gunsling it around and do different things, and there are going to be times it works, sometimes it don't. But going into this season, we were thinking that the offense wasn't going to be good. But they're living up to a better end of the bargain. We were told that this defense was going to be historically good. You have to be concerned about that because they haven't been close. You know what I'm saying? So that concerns me a lot. But I do have a lot of excitement about what I'm seeing and things of that nature. But I just, the defense bothers me.
I hear you.
Because like in this day and age, offense, the league is catered for the offense to be successful. And all you have to do is take some damn chances. Throw the ball up. Do some different things. Have an imagination. But you need to have some level of a defense who can at least be some type of hindrance to the offense. Ours hasn't been. That's right. And your head coach is offensive-minded. You got the D coordinator who has been a head coach. He's all, I mean, defensive-minded. And your defense still isn't any good? That's a problem. And for me, I'm more concerned because last year we didn't have an offseason. This year we had one. And it looked like they took a step back. We can say that we're facing better talent, but I think as of these four games of the season thus far, the talent is no better. But we seem to have taken a step back as a defense
reverted
after having more time with them.
I agree. Dennis is in Stafford. Dennis, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good man. How about you? Brother?
I'm doing great, except for this defense. So it's crazy because we're sitting here and watching the game, and it's like, okay, it's third and long, third and seven, third and eight, and you sit there and you feel defeated because it's like no hope that they're going to get a stop here. Then you got receivers, the opposing team's receivers, running backs, tight ends, and it's like they'll throw the ball short of the first down, but it's like they have more fight than us, and they're getting that extra yard or whatever. I mean, we actually just gave up a touchdown yesterday, too. I think it was Mike Davis who broke, like, four tackles running into the end zone. It's just crazy. And then, and B-Mitch, you actually mentioned something before about us only, you know, rushing five, and that's not considered a blitz. And I'm watching the game yesterday, and I'm wondering, do we ever blitz? Do we ever go just zero blitz, you know, just trying to get to this quarterback? Like, I just don't see it. And it's like we don't get no pressure, and guys are running wide open. It's ridiculous. It's sad to see, really.
Thank you for the call, D. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
They blitz a little bit, but it's not a lot, and they never go cover zero. They never sell out for a blitz.
The way that they blitz, I remember yesterday, Jonathan Allen.
Allen played a hell of a game yesterday.
Jonathan Allen stopped a pass. So you watch a lot of times they got four down. They'll bring somebody off the edge, or they may bring somebody else, and then they'll drop a D lineman. If it's five people, it's five people. I don't care how you got to it. So until you bring six, seven, you're not affecting nobody. Every time yesterday I saw Matt Ryan, he had that little double snap count or that delay, and they'll show it. And then he sits there and he changes up the play and he got them. Five people don't affect most offensive lines in the league. Whether it's four down in a linebacker, or it's four down in a corner or a safety coming off the edge, it doesn't affect them. Until you bring more than five, you got problems.
They're never selling out to go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're so nervous about their secondary.
And that could be it.
Perhaps understandably.
And that's the thing. Like, I just answered this question from the guy who said, you know, the players got to bring more effort, you know, and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, who put the players on the field over and over again? If they're not giving the effort they're supposed to be giving, why do they keep getting put on the field?
Let's go to Oscar in Silver Spring. Oscar, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
Hey, what's up, JP? What's up, B Mitch?
What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Doing well. So I'm trying to be optimistic. You know, we got the W, but I mean, look, we got Jameis Winston coming up this week. We couldn't even turn over Daniel Jones. If Jack Del Rio cannot put a scheme and get maybe at least one pick against Winston, I mean, you saw what Mahomes did to Philly. He'll probably drop 50 to 60 on us. But y'all have a great day.
All right. Thank you, man. It's a good point. If you talk about, say what you want about Matt Ryan, he's still a former MVP, but that Falcons offense has lost a lot. You talk about Mahomes, Rodgers, Breeze, Brady, Russ Wilson, Dak. Has anybody looked at what Dak is doing? They need to get the defense figured out and figured out fast. Otherwise, there's big trouble. Because as much as I like Heinicke, and I like the improvements to this offense, I don't think Heinicke or this offense is prepared to win shootouts against the Chiefs or shootouts against the Packers. They won a shootout yesterday against the Falcons. Falcons ain't the Packers.
Nah. And Ryan, although he played well yesterday, is not those two quarterbacks you just named.
Not right now.
No.
Here's what I want to do. Let's have a Taylor Heinicke discussion. Heinicke! Let's talk Taylor Heinicke. There's a gigantic pool, and I want to know where everybody is. He had his first rough week in Buffalo. He responded in Atlanta. Three touchdowns, almost 300 yards passing, no turnovers. Where am I in the pool? Where is B. Mitch in the pool? Has Cody Betts removed all of his clothing and dove into the pool? Cannonball, can opener, triple Lundy. Your calls. Where are you in the pool? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.